The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 118 points at 16,542. The S&P 500 is positive 8 points at 1835. And the Nasdaq Composite is up 30 points at 4,144. Active stocks this morning, Johnson & Johnson up $1.63 at $93.96. General Electric positive 17 cents at $27.43. McDonald's up 92 cents at $96.77. For local stocks of interest, Walmart up a penny at $78.23. Costco down 7 cents, trading at $116.33. Safeway down 21 cents at $31.46. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.96%. And for commodities, gold is down $10 an ounce at $12.28.10. Silver off 40 cents at $19.70. Crude oil positive 42 cents, trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much for that. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:08, 8:08, and 9:05 right here. It's just very precise what we try to do. Anyway, but and as they are, they're precise in giving you the best information. If anybody's got any better or quicker or more up-to-date information, then you're going to have to show it to me because our Wells Fargo Advisors are the best. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, or stop by Park Marina Drive down in Redding. Bad Bob, are we getting anything that looks even kind of close to rain?
Not for the foreseeable future, Carl. Mostly sunny today, a high near 62, partly cloudy tonight, low around 41. There is a chance of rain on your Wednesday, but not going to be anything terribly significant currently in Reading. It is 34 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We're talking about global warming. It's hit America. And how has it hit it? Well, we'll be right back to talk about that. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460, National News, Local Views.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right. Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And, of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest, not by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh, yeah, I heard it on the Internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460, my friends. A Free Fire Radio. Wake up. Welcome to our show, 7:14 in the morning. 5 years of this starting. We've done over 5 years starting. Into the fifth year, Bad Bob.
Yes, we have completed four into five.
Yes, that's right. 530-605-4567. You are so precise. KCNR 1460 is how we are chatting out there. If you have something you want to call in and talk about, but well, you know, I have two things I want to talk about first. Breaking Bad. All right. We're into this. We're stuck on it. I mean, it's almost like an addiction, and it should be because it's about meth. But here's here's something struck me. The story is, if you don't know what Breaking Bad is, it's a story of a chemistry teacher who is he's a brilliant chemistry teacher, and it displays this during the show and some of what he's invented and all this, but he's a chemistry teacher. He's got cancer, finds out he's got cancer, he has no money. They're already pushed to the limit on his salary. And to make a long story short, he starts cooking meth. Yeah, he starts cooking meth to make money. Yeah, well, you know. Well, anyway, and part of this is they're talking about, well, you know, if you had the right insurance and all this. Well, you know, guess what? You don't. Anyway, it was before the because this season's been going on for 3 or 4 years, so it's not exactly. It was before Obamacare. Not that Obamacare would be the anyway. But the bottom line on this is he's making all this money, and it doesn't show. But it struck me this morning is that. It's not showing the impact that meth has on people. One show displayed what meth addicts live like and are like. And, you know, it was so dramatic and so powerful, but it doesn't show the rest of it. It just shows them making it. Oh, they're distributing it. Oh, look, $98 million, you know, for the guys that are distributing it. He's making this much money. And I'm thinking, well, you know what? They're showing him and his life and all this, but it doesn't show this huge, huge impact it has on society and the rest of the people that providing meth has. So, you know, it needs to do that. Well, maybe, you know, and so we've got the whole series. So maybe at the end, you know, he gets blown up, but don't tell me. You know, so there's payment. Okay. Global warming. Global warming has hit the East Coast. Minnesota, 35 below. Dangerously cold air has hit the East Coast all the way to Louisiana. Memphis, 19 degrees. New Orleans, 25 degrees. Atlanta, 15 degrees. New York, 8. Raleigh, North Carolina, 12 degrees. Richmond, Virginia, 9 degrees. Duluth, Minnesota, -7 and a low of -22. Meanwhile, Juneau, Alaska, 39. So here we go.
I have online friends I torment by telling them that we have sunny in 60s for daily temperatures around here, and they hate me much. But then I turn around and tell them we're facing a drought, too.
Well, yeah, we have a drought. And so it's even worse up here is that we have this drought. Everybody else is getting frozen to death. It doesn't necessarily mean they're getting snow or rain, but they have been getting a lot of moisture back there. But here it is. Think of this. In Richmond, Virginia, 9 degrees. I mean, I used to live there or in that area. We never saw 9 degrees. If it hit 32, people were like, oh, my God, I feel like Nanuka the North. And then you get to New Orleans where it's been 19 and 25. What? I don't think they have jackets down there. Do they have coats?
Very, very rare. But we were up in Ashland a couple of weeks ago and it was like in the upper 30s. And you'd have thought, I mean, these people just had their eyes peering out. You'd have thought they were out hunting seals or something, you know. These people are like, they're transplants from all over the world to go to Ashland because it's such a little liberal spot up there. And they had no idea what to do with 30-degree temperatures, you know.
Well, you know, when you come here, but I mean, you know, but you kind of expect it here. I mean, we know we're going to get down in the 30s here. So, we have clothes accordingly for that. And we know we're going to go up in the mountains and do these things. But New Orleans and Atlanta, 19 and 9, come on. This is absolutely freezing. And wasn't it global warming that was the big thing a couple of years ago that were, and then when they went down to, check out the ice, the ship got stuck in the ice, and then the Chinese got stuck in the ice and they finally had to get them out. I know, I'm gonna be attacked here by somebody that says, well, no, it's not global warming, it's global change.
Yes, man-made
global climate change.
Yeah, one of the NPR station was spinning that, if you could have harnessed that spin for, energy, we wouldn't have to drill another drop of oil.
Well, let's talk about, you know, when you think about it, it's not only just, it's how cold it is back on the East Coast and all the snow and how it's ripped down, is the dichotomy of here. The National Geographic magazine said that Mount Shasta is one of the best-kept secrets for ski towns. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a best-kept secret right now because there's no snow.
Rolling rocks.
I mean, it's, yeah, you know, you're putting treads on the, you have to put treads on the skis. But the thing is that it is. It's a great ski town. It's a great ski area. But we're just going through this horrible drought right now, and it's not good for them. But here it is, Mount Shasta. And so everybody's going to say, oh, Mount Shasta. Oh, wow. It's going to be really a great place. Let's go there. And then they Google it and they check it and they call and they go, well, you know, the only time you can ski is on Fridays between 9 and noon.
There are historic photos of the city of Mount Shasta with like 14-foot rifts down the, with a tunnel carved down the main street from back in the 1920s. Things have warmed up, and it has a little bit to do, I believe, with human activity. But for the most part, I think the planet is gradually shifting. It does that, hence places like Yosemite.
Places like Yosemite what?
Where there are no more glaciers, that was carved out by glaciers. There's no more glaciers, and the glaciers went away long before there were SUVs or Republicans.
Or cows. Anyway, we're going to be... SUVs are Republicans.
Well, that seems to be the major blame.
Well, only, you know, when you talk to some people, it is. But, you know, I've looked at where Republicans used to be, you know, really, you know, behind the Democrats and, you know, the, in the polls. I mean, now they're like linked together at the same, which is, you know, okay. But they all, everybody does agree is that they're all doing a bad job. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, a Your Talk radio station. Come on back. We're going to be talking concealed weapons in Illinois. Let's get back to that.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReddingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to Sacramento with some girls. They're going to a basketball game. That's right, they're seeing the Kings tonight.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, for friends on there. Five-star bank. You know all that.
Hey, are they doing some shopping on the way?
Oh. Oh.
Say no more.
No. Fire got it at home today, this Tuesday morning, and on Counter Lane off Quartz Hill Road. 80% engulfed when the firefighters arrived. Home and two vehicles were destroyed. Everybody made it outside safe, though, so that's good. The neighbors reported hearing explosions during the fire. It could have been a small propane tank exploding or possibly one of the vehicles. But no explosions came from inside the house. Oh, well, you know, I hate to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, the fire completely.
Well, you were saying yesterday that the firefighters say that now you used to have several minutes and now
you would
it's
have
like
up
three.
To you would have a half an hour before it really got up to the, you know, to that flame heat, you know, where it starts just, you know, blowing through everything.
Yeah.
Now because of its man-made materials, it takes it 4 minutes. And so, I mean, you could have, I mean, extremely hot fire in 4 to 5 minutes. That's why when you're looking there asking, how far away is the fire department from your house?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. The Congress, the Republicans in Congress are going to introduce a law or put pressure on the Obamacare system from Health and Human Services to find out how many people signed up for Obamacare and what's the demographics on it. You're saying that this many people signed up, but what's that mean? Are these people that already have signed up, you know, that already had insurance policies that they lost? Are they new? What's their ages and all this? You know, and they should be releasing that. I mean, what's so hard about that? You know, Obamacare. So they tell us who's signing up for it. And Steven Seagal.
Well, his acting career is over. He might as well go.
Well, you know, Steven Seagal, deputy sheriff, right? I mean, do you see him? I mean, have you ever watched that? It is just pathetic. It's, you know, he's a deputy sheriff in Louisiana. Well, now he's in Arizona saying that he wants to take care of the border problems, and the way he's going to do that is become governor of Arizona. Steven Seagal, your favorite, you know, video to home video, you know, movie to home video.
As long as he doesn't start calling the legislature girly man, he should be just fine.
I don't think he calls people girly men. That's not him, does it? That's Arnold.
That was Arnold.
That's Arnold. See, Steven Seagal, he runs the emotional gamut of A to B when he's acting, but he's now
he has
said,
three expressions.
He does. What's the third? What's the second? No, really. What's the second? What's the second one?
I'm sure I showed up in a
movie. No, you said it. Tell me what the second one is. I know what the first one is because you see it all the time. What's the second?
He has that squinty eye thing, and then he has the deadpan face, and then
it's all the same.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Okay, it's all the same. You know, we say anything you want. Okay. Hey, you know what? This is how good Obamacare is doing. Illinois. There were more people applying for concealed carry permits in Illinois than Obamacare. You know, ever since they said you can now have a weapon in Illinois, that they found out that maybe people do have rights, you know, under the Constitution over there. They have 4,500 on Sunday, plus 11,000 previously who have signed up, which is about twice the number that signed up for Obamacare.
So they can quit bringing a knife to a gunfight.
There you go. You're just full of imitations today. None of them good, but you know, I'm kind of getting it because I kind of sitting here watching you. Anyway, they've got like 15,000 people, they were signed up for getting their concealed carry permits in Illinois, which is more than signing up for Obamacare. And of course, 2013 was the banner year for selling weapons. It appears that it was the best year for gun sales. There were 21,093,273 background checks for firearm purchases in 2013, according to Breitbart News. Almost 2 million more than in 2012. And it's not, you know, the gun record checks, it's not exactly right, but it gives you a good idea. Set an all-time milestone in the weeks following the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre.
Funny thing, you start threatening to take away the guns, people run out and buy more guns.
Well, you know, they're still doing it. You know, in Sacramento, God bless them, they're back in session, so start, one, grab your wallet, and two, hide your guns, because they're coming after them. And if you want a gun, you might want to start, you know, you might be wanting to watch the legislature. We'll have gun owners of California on, and they'll kind of keep people going on it. But here's the thing is, you've got to watch what's happening there, because last time they took a bite out of it. You know, Brown vetoed many of the bills. It doesn't mean that they can't come back in with a different direction, and Brown signs them. And when he does, he may restrict the number of, say, semi-automatic weapons that you own. Well, how many do you need, really? How many semi-automatic rifles do you need, Bob?
Well, according to Mr. Leno in San Francisco, a civilian should not be allowed to own a self-loading weapon. You should be restricted to flintlocks or something.
Well, the ones that the militia had.
Yeah,
Does that mean we should have anything the National Guard does? You know, grenade launchers, M60 machine guns, saws. I mean, any of these things, should we have that? I mean, that's the National Guard. It's kind of like the, you know, they said, well, it's the natural extension of the militia, National Guard. Well, should we all have what they have? You know what?
Whatever happened to the reason, what the,
what happened to having
law-abiding
people?
Clause?
Yeah, what happens to the point where a law-abiding citizen can own a weapon? I mean, I haven't done anything. You haven't done anything. You know, our families haven't done anything. Why can't we own a weapon that's a semi-automatic and that shoots 20 rounds? Why? Why? Tell me why I can't have that. What difference does it make to you, Mr. Leno, if I have that? You're not in danger from me. I keep my weapons locked up. Anyway. You know, it's one of these things that you just, when you talk to them, and I've talked to people that have, I've never talked to one of these guys directly. They won't let you talk directly because they're above us. Because we are the ones that pay the bills, but they are above us. They get special treatment. The elected officials. And where did that start? Somebody tell me where that started.
You mean because DIFI has one of like three permits in the whole city of San Francisco?
And what about, where does it say that, you know, up in Congress in D.C. that their people get special dispensation on health care when you don't? And they're taking away rights of veterans who earned them. I mean, where does that say is that we've all of a sudden become second class citizens to our elected officials? And that's further away you get from the flagpole. I'm not saying that's right. I don't see that in the city council or the, you know.
Instead of senator, we'll just call him Baron.
Baron. There we go. Baron Feinstein.
Baroness von Feinstein.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Hi, this is Don Shulman. Every Sunday morning from 10 to 12, we have a great time. You can join in or just listen in.
Oh, my God, are you Don Shulman?
Yes.
Ooh, you're sexy.
I was 25 years ago. Who is this?
This is Pure Romance by Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle. You've made my year. Be sure to listen in every Sunday from 10 to 12. We'll get more people like Danielle calling in.
Ooh, can't wait.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:35 in the morning. It's 34 degrees out there, and our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. You've got a comment about my comments on guns.
Yes. It's kind of sad to see where we've gotten to, because the Founding Fathers, their intention when it came to firearms was very different from what we're referring to. All we want is the ability to go hunting and get ammunition and guns to protect ourselves. That's all we're really looking for. The Founding Fathers had a different idea. Their idea, as Thomas Jefferson spoke of, was that the Tree of Liberty must be watered every now and then by the blood of patriots and tyrants. It was their intention that the civilians have the ability to keep the government honest by being able to rise up if they so desired. And I'm not advocating open rebellion, but my point is, here we're talking about just the right to be able to have a gun in our house, which is our right, but their intention was far different. And it's just sad to see how far we've dropped and what few rights we have left from what was originally intended.
That's true. They wanted us to be able to defend ourselves against tyrants, both foreign and domestic. So, you know, the idea that, you know, but government is, you know, why should government be so concerned about law-abiding citizens who have done nothing?
For the same reason that England was so concerned that they marched to Concord and Lexington, because they were deemed tyrants, and the same story now.
And, you know, the thing about it is that our country was founded on religion and the need for freedom and liberty. It's in our DNA. And when you start to take away those freedoms and you take away those liberties, then eventually the people will have enough. And especially when they see the government totally, changing things, taking their money, giving it to other people. And this new, the newest thing, of course, is the redistribution of wealth. And that's what you're going to see this year is that's what, you know, that's what they're doing. It's going to be a redistribution. So it makes things more fair for everybody. And, you know, frankly, it's fair enough. I mean, you know, it's, I like it. I like the fact that I can buy a weapon, buy a gun. And if I want to shoot the gun, I can do that, and there shouldn't be anything that takes that away. Anyway, Jay.
The Founding Fathers put in place certain things that would prevent what is happening today from getting too carried away. And so those stats that you were talking about with the people more purchases of firearms than Obamacare is just one evidence of that, of what an excellent constitution that was set up and with all the safeguards. So we can see it working in our favor even today.
Good comments. Thanks, Jay.
Have a great day.
You too, our Yellow Cab philosopher. All right, let's go to our guest, Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Brian Rademacher, Princess Cruise Lines. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you very much.
You know, as you know and people know, is that Linda and I are heading off on a salute to the Veterans Cruise, the British Isles. With a number of our friends and family that are going with us, and we're looking forward to it. And there's but you know what? There's a reason for this. You know, I don't get involved in things like this unless there's truly something that is, you know, offered for the veterans. In this case, there is. But the Ruby, you know, but the Princess Lines has a long history of supporting veterans.
That's absolutely correct, and it's mainly due to the fact that our president, Alan Buckelew, is a Vietnam vet, and so veterans' issues are particularly close to his heart. And we, as a matter of fact, back in November, hosted a vet's cruise. Actually, that was to raise money for two great organizations, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, who will build an educational center next to the wall next year in the capital, and that cruise was to help raise funds for that educational center, and then also for Operation Homefront, which is an organization out of San Antonio that does a variety of things to help vets in various straits of whatever they may need. And so, yes, absolutely. And then the other thing that Princess does is anytime we have a vet on board, whether retired or active, we offer essentially what's called a shipboard credit. It's basically spending money, if you will. And that's on every cruise, on every ship, on every itinerary.
Well, you know, the thing that for this one that I like is that we're being offered the chance to see the, of course, Normandy. And where we landed on D-Day in June 6th. And my father landed there. And we have several people that live up here in the North State that also were involved on D-Day on that day. And then there's something that's a little bit different is being able to go to the Edinburgh Military Tattoo.
Right.
It's only held for like about 3 weeks out of the whole year, and we just happened to be able to be guests there.
That's right. The timing
be able to go there, I should say.
It's quite good. Just real quick, just to give the basics, so this sailing is on August the 15th out of London, and it's a 12-day cruise around the British Isles and a variety of ports in Ireland, and of course, obviously in Scotland, and then as you mentioned, Le Havre in France for the beaches of Normandy. The port of call in Edinburgh is where you will be able to then take advantage of going to see the military tattoo, which is something rather phenomenal. And you're right, Carl, it only happens a couple, two, 3 weeks a year, and it is the most popular spectacle, if you will, that happens in Scotland each year. And literally people come from all over the world to see this. It's an hour and a half performance, and it features military precision drills with mass bands, of course, bagpipes and drums. And then it ends with an incredible fireworks show and also a lone piper, floodlit on the castle battlement as he performs. And so it's just it's one of those bucket list things that your group is going to be able to enjoy. We've gone ahead and been able to reserve tickets for the military tattoo, as well as the Beaches of Normandy tour. And by the way, it's the Ruby Princess is the ship that everyone will be sailing on, and Avanti Travel, your good friends at Avanti and Reading, they are the ones to call to book.
Yeah, 244-1400. Yeah. Okay, hey, Brian, we got to take a quick break here. Okay. I want to come back and talk about some other things that will be happening in here on our Salute to Veterans cruise. And again, we're already booking heavy here, and we're going to just have a great time. August 15th is when we leave. It'll be the 15th through the 27th. And, so there's sometimes, and there's something that you're offering too, and we'll get right back to that at 3 for free. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends there. You know what? Discounts for veterans. We're talking about places that are also doing great deals for veterans too on the Salute to the Veterans cruise, but on Espresso Joe. It's 34 degrees out there today. It's right now at 7:45, and you can go down there and get any type of coffee you want there, and the baristas know exactly what you want and how to fix it. Lattes, espressos, you know, mochas, they've got it all. And then you walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. My guest is Brian Rademacher from Princess Cruise Lines. And we're talking about just, you know, Princess Cruise Lines, but we're talking about specifically the Salute to the Veterans Cruise, the British Isles on the Ruby Princess beginning August 15th and going to the 27th. And we talked about, you know, that the Princess Lines, the CEO is a Vietnam veteran. And he's got a warm spot in his heart for veterans, naturally, and the things that they do and the things they offer. But you've got something here. It's a 3 for free.
Yeah, so what the cruise industry in general, and then Princess specifically in this case, obviously, the beginning of the year in the industry is called the wave season, W-A-V-E, wave season, because typically bookings just come in waves. And so our wave season promotion is something we're calling 3 for free. And it is applicable to your cruise through the British Isles in August. And essentially the three offers are free, what we call shore excursion money, or again, additional spending money, and it is $200 per stateroom in Europe. And by the way, that is combinable with any vets that come along who have their separate veterans shipboard credit. So those two things can combine. We're not saying you have to pick one or the other. They are combinable. Also a bottle of wine as well. And then people love to have pictures taken on their cruises as keepsakes. And in this case, it'll be an 8x10 framed photo. So those three items. And then we're also reducing the deposit to go to $100 per person, and that's fully refundable. And normally the deposit is 20% of the fare, but in this case, during this sale period, it's just $100 per person. So that's the 3 for free. and it actually expires not until the end of February. But I would encourage your listeners who are interested in going with you and Linda on this cruise to act promptly, just because of the fact that Europe and this time of year, it is a destination that books heavily. And so we definitely want folks to take advantage of booking early rather than waiting.
Well, one of the things, too, is the, you know, the Edinburgh, which I'm really excited to see, and they've only got so many tickets for this.
Correct.
And it sells out. So right now that you all have been able to keep, you know, X number of tickets for our group, but we have to, you know, at some point you're going to have to turn those loose. So
right. We'll have to turn those back at some point. The good thing is we were able to procure those because, as you mentioned, those are quite a hot item as far as that time of year in Scotland. And I, unfortunately, I'm embarrassed to say that I've not seen the tattoo. I've only heard about it, and I've watched videos on it, and it is stupendous. There's no question about it. And so, yes, we're really pleased that we're able to procure those tickets for you, as well as the beaches of Normandy when you call on Le Havre. And just quickly to mention, if I have a moment, can I mention some of the other ports of call?
Oh, yeah.
Great, thanks. So out of London, of course, and then to Guernsey Island in the English Channel, then into Cork, Ireland, where you can head off to the Blarney Castle if you're so inclined, and as we were talking the last time around, kiss the Blarney Stone. Which you and Talk Radio don't think you need to do that, but some others may want to.
We sleep on the Blarney Stone, so it's a
all right. And then into Dublin, then Belfast in Northern Ireland, and then Glasgow, Scotland, obviously. Then up into the Orkney Islands off the coast of Scotland, belonging to Scotland, and then Inverness, where you can head over to Loch Ness and take a look for what do they call her? Nellie? I'm not sure what they call the Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie.
And then, of course, Edinburgh, where you'll enjoy the tattoo, as we've talked about. And then a day at sea, and then into Le Havre for the trip over to the beaches of Normandy, and then back into London on August 27th.
Well, you know what? This is a, like I said, this is, you know, 2 weeks, and we are looking forward to this. You know, it was something we thought, well, I don't know, you know. But then after we talked to our friends at Avante and about this cruise, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, to be able to see where my father was on Normandy, to be able to see the tattoo, but also to take this trip with friends that are coming and being able to meet new friends. It's for, you know, if you can – I would just say is if there's any type of, you know, thought on doing this, let's, you know, book it early. Leave a deposit. You can always get that back, as Brian says. But give Avante a call at 244-1400 because we're going to have a great time. We're going to have lectures on the area and from within our group from people who are experts on it. There's going to be some surprises also besides what you've just heard. We're going to have some other surprises for our veterans and the people in the group. So, I think that if there's, this is going to be like a what we consider this is kind of like a once in a lifetime, time to do this. So, and we're glad we have the opportunity and that the Princess Cruise Lines have stepped up like this to offer these things in for veterans. And we wouldn't do it if there wasn't something special in there for veterans.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate we, as a corporation, certainly appreciate the opportunity to work with you and Linda and certainly Avante Travel, who have also stepped up to help promote this.
They really have. Bob and Alice Garrity are just, you know, they're going to be going too, and they're just wonderful people and strong supporters of our military and our veterans. And you know what? It's good to have something like this happen.
Yeah, and certainly with the Garrities going too, it's nice to have escorts on board as well for all the crossing T's, dotting I's, that kind of thing that people have questions about, et cetera. Always great to have group escorts, and so the Garrities will do a terrific job hosting the group on the Ruby.
There you go. Hey, Brian, thanks a lot. This is, we're really excited about this. We'd like to have, we'd like just, fill up every cabin. And so we just have the North State veterans community out there, and we have our own spot in it. We can do the wave during the tattoo, and we can assault the beaches and waves out there, you know, at have that many. But anyway, but just give Avante a call, 244-1400, and join us. Join us on this. This is going to be a great cruise. Well, I think we're going to have a wonderful time. I know we're going to have a wonderful time.
All right. I couldn't agree more.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR. Freedom is
the only thing. Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning. Bob, what's the weather look like today?
What you see outside is pretty much what you're going to get. Mostly sunny today, a high near 62. Cloudy tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 41. However, there is a chance. We emphasize chance of rain after 10 a.m. on Wednesday. And it will be cloudy, a low around 42. So maybe some rain, maybe not. But if we get it, it's not going to be anything terribly significant. Currently 35 degrees in Reading. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793.
Hey, okay, thanks a lot. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From a small chip up to cracks over 24 inches in length, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, it does get down to 34 degrees when that water hits the, that little chip in your windshield. It's going to expand it. Now you got a crack that's all of a sudden 86 inches long, goes around your whole car and the front, and the roof falls off. Jeff Worst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair can fix that. Head on down to 3208 Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know that, you know, we're going back, you know, that the 90% of the U.S. is frozen Drudge Report. Now, on the other hand, we've got out here, the lakes are going down so fast, it's uncovering old towns that were covered by lakes. You know, Folsom is going to be drained here by the end of the year, and Shasta, it keeps dropping. We need water. We need rain. It doesn't mean that we're not going to get it. It just means is that right now it's pretty, pretty, pretty tough.
I'm told that the work on the Lakehead Bridge, the new bridge up by Lakehead, is held up because there's no way to get a barge out there because there's nothing to float the barge on, and that was part of the construction. Now, 2 years ago, the excuse was that they had too much water to deal with. Now, apparently, there's not enough. So work on that big bridge there at Lakehead has slowed way down.
Well, yeah, we just drove by there the other day on that. Let's talk a little bit about our lineup again. You know, we have, again, we started the station with the idea of community radio, and that's what we're doing. Not just supporting everything. And one of the things, of course, that's happening this week is the Anderson, grab feed from the Rotary this Saturday. But the other things we talk about, you know, and all the other fundraisers, we're there. We try to do that because we're a community radio station. We're supported by our community. We've got over 21 local shows and, you know, I would say more local programming, you know, in the talk area than any other, probably maybe any other station in California, right here in Redding. And now we're running 9 hours a day of local talk shows or news from 6 in the morning till noon. We have our news, and Linda and I, of course, and then Paul Preston, Laura Ingram from 12 to 3, and then our newest talk show host, Dan Fagan, who's coming out of Alaska and Louisiana, who has been in the industry a long time. He's got a great show. I mean, he's got the only live drive time talk show. So if you've got things you want to talk about, and he talks about anything that's happening in the news and national. Again, we say national news, local views, and then, of course, Tom Sullivan and then Dennis Miller and Roger Hitchcock, and we go on from there. But the idea, of course, being is that we have local host.
Yeah, it's probably been probably been 6 years since we've had local live talk.
Maybe longer. Yeah, I think it's been over 7 years. Yeah. And now we have people doing that. We have our people doing that. And the idea is that we've got local guys talking about, men and women talking about what's happening in our town. Okay. Well, when we come back, we've got Dr. Paiush Dhanuka. And Dr. Dhanuka, I respect and admire in so many ways, and as a friend, but he comes from another country who has lived through this, the socialization of their country.
Isn't it amazing that the two most American people I know hail from elsewhere and had to come here to appreciate what we really have?
Yeah, and became citizens and, you know, and love it here, and they're concerned, and they are rightfully so concerned about what's happening in our country. And we need somebody to ring that bell. We need somebody to wave that flag. We need somebody to alert the people that are just kind of in the sleepwalking trance. Anyway, we'll be right back after the news. This is Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The UN mission reports the first chemicals from Syria's stockpile of chemical weapons have been removed from the country. Removal of chemical weapons was the result of an international agreement in the midst of Syria's civil war. Also at SRNnews.com, the East and the South are feeling the bitter cold temperatures today that earlier moved into the Midwest. Western New York is seeing blizzard conditions with up to 18 inches of snow and wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour. In Illinois, where temperatures hit 16 below yesterday, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn says all resources are being used to help people deal with extremely cold weather.
You don't scrimp when it comes to public safety. We have to deploy every asset we have. At the end, we'll calculate it. We were, with the tornadoes, able to get a federal disaster declaration, and same thing happened in the spring.
Many schools and businesses have been closed in several areas of the country today because of the extreme cold, which has been described by health officials as dangerous. The Senate is taking a procedural vote on extending long-term unemployment benefits. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the Senate must pass this bill.
For many Americans, these benefits make the difference between being able to live a decent life, not a good life, a decent life, and going hungry or becoming homeless.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says that's true, but the benefits must be offset by spending cuts elsewhere.
There's literally no excuse to pass unemployment insurance legislation without also finding ways to create good, stable, high-paying jobs and also trying to find the money to pay for it.
The unemployment benefits ran out on December 28th when Congress was out of town for the holiday recess. This is SRN News.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith or call 888-314-0040. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now, so call 888-314-0040.
Turkey has removed 350 police officers from their posts in the capital following the corruption probe targeting people close to the government.
The sacked police officers include the heads of the financial crimes, anti-smuggling and organized crime units. This follows the dismissal of many senior police officials last month. The sackings appear to be another salvo in the increasingly bitter power struggle between Prime Minister Erdogan and his former supporters in an influential Islamic movement led by exiled scholar Fethullah Gulen. Many suspect it is members of Mr. Gulen's movement in the police and judiciary who instigated a string of corruption charges against key allies of Mr. Erdogan.
BBC correspondent Emily Buchanan. The wife of Formula One legend Michael Schumacher says her husband wants to be left in peace as he recovers in a French hospital from a serious ski accident. Corinne Schumacher is asking the media to please leave the family alone. This is SRN News. A new report says young college-educated and higher-income African-Americans are just as likely as their white counterparts to use the Internet, and especially Twitter.
The report from the Pew Research Center found that about 72% of blacks have a home broadband connection, a smartphone, or both. Some 86% of black Internet users ages 18 to 29 have home broadband access. About 88% are college graduates, and about 91% earn at least $75,000 annually. Pew also notes that 22% of black Internet users access Twitter at high levels compared with 16% of whites. Jeremy House, SRN News, Washington.
A Chinese icebreaker has broken free from heavy sea ice in Antarctica after becoming trapped last week. The Snow Dragon became trapped after rescuing those who were on board a Russian vessel that became stuck on Christmas. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:06 in the morning, January the 7th, and I'll keep saying it, 2014. I'm not afraid to say it, 2014.
I figure by March I'll start getting my checks right.
Well, you know what? I for some reason, I don't have a problem with that, and Linda has no problem swiping that, that debit card across there. We got the right, it's got the dates and everything right there. It just takes it for you. Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on her way to Sacramento right now, and so I'm here with Bad Bob. And as we do, it's a poor substitute, but still, you know what? He is affectionate. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let's start off with our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor and a favorite of ours, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl and Bob. Well, major averages are positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 116 points at 16,542. The S&P 500 is up 12 points at 1838. And the NASDAQ Composite is higher, up 36 points at 4,151. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 4 cents at 1662, Citigroup positive 53 cents at 5434, AMD up 3 pennies at $4.16. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up a quarter at 27.90, North Valley Bank flat to trade at 18.85, Bank of Commerce up 28 cents at $6.30. For commodities, gold is down $11 an ounce at $12.26.80, silver off 40 cents at $19.69, and crude oil up 44 cents, trading at $93 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 905 right here on KCNR. And we get the latest in what's happening in Wall Street. And these are the people, if you've got a question about investments, if you've got a question about what's happening on Wall Street, what's happening on individual stocks or more stocks, they are the people to talk to. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. Just stop on down on Park Marina Drive at their offices there. Our Wells Fargo Advisors. All right. Hey, Bad Bob, weather, let me tell you what the weather's going to be. It's 34 degrees now. It's going to go up to like 70 today, maybe 68. It doesn't look like it'll be sunny, and we might have rain later on.
Pretty much.
I mean, it hasn't changed in 3 weeks.
While people in the east are suffering from frostbite, we're in danger of sunburn. That's about it. 20% chance of rain after 10 a.m. tomorrow. That'll increase a bit during the night. Doesn't look like it's going to. Precipitation less than a tenth of an inch. Not what we need. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793.
Duluth, Minnesota, -7, -22. Atlanta, 15. New Orleans, 25. Memphis, 19. Juneau, Alaska, 39. Let me see what it was. Oh, yeah, -23 in parts of Minnesota. New York, 25. My guest, and we're going to take a quick break after I introduce him, Dr. Payus Dinukin. Good morning there, my friend.
Good morning, Carl, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Is this going to be a good year?
It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a good year because we're going to be positive this year.
We're going to make it a good year.
We're going to make it a good year. That's right. And this is what we've, you know, this is going to be, you're going to hear a lot of this year coming from the mouths of Linda and I and a lot of our guests is that we've got to take control of ourselves, take control of our destinies and keep moving forward and make things good. And that the city of Redding, the city of Anderson and Cottonwood and Shasta County and Northern California is a time to start taking a big step forward. And we're going to do that.
We will.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages. Free Fire Radio, national news, local views.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to Sacramento today. She and the girls are heading down there for a, the Five Star Bank people, down there for a basketball game, the Sacramento Kings. I don't know what it, I mean, I wasn't invited first of all, it's a girls thing, but, I don't get that excited about going to basketball games. I do get excited about these people, Orchard Nutrition, Joe and his group of people there, and his happy group of people have got the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the whole North State. They're also the North State's nutrition experts. Like, they've got everything. They've got an in-store deli, natural foods, raw foods, organic foods. They want to let you know what you're eating, what you're putting in your body. They have classes there. They have Amazing Foods for Life, which is a gluten-free, mixes and gluten-free, that buns and cookies and the types of muffins you can make in the morning that are healthy for your family. All of this down at Orchard Nutrition, which is at 221 Locust Street, which is right in the Cypress Square shopping center area. Give them a call, 244-9141. Just stop down there. I mean, you get a great lunch, a healthy lunch. Like I said, they have classes on diet, healthy living, and the whole thing. All at Orchard Nutrition. Again, 244-9141. Our guest, Dr. Paige Dunuka, who has been our guest in several throughout the year. And we hope to continue that. But you've been traveling. You've been away from here.
Yes. For almost 3 weeks, I've been traveling primarily to see my family, my mother and my sisters in India. I've been traveling there for the last 2.5 weeks. And just then Southern California, and just returned last night midnight.
Well, can you give us some of your reflections on India? I mean, you've been living here, and you've been, you know, and I know how much you like living here in the United States and here in Reading. But India is your home, your birth home. I guess you say your home's here now, but your birth home is India. And how do you feel when you go back?
I still feel connected with India. You know, I was born there. I grew up there. And my mother is there. A lot of my extended family lives there. And I have a lot of friends. And more than that, there are a billion people there. I feel connected with all of them.
A billion people.
Billion plus people.
A billion people.
So that's one-fifth of humanity, 1.2 billion. And I feel connected with all the world. I have traveled all over the world, not just India, and India being home to 1.2 billion people, if any one of us is concerned about humanity or the world, cannot ignore it. So I feel connected with all of them.
With one-fifth of all humanity in one country like that, what are, we talk about our problems here. Are they insignificant sometimes compared to what's happening over there?
Oh, yeah, dramatically. You can't believe the difference the difference in life and difference in conditions. It's almost going to a different planet. And when we talk about, for example, when we talk about poverty here, what's our poverty line? I think it's something like $18,000 per year.
Something like that, and depending on how many kids you have, it could be even up to, $40,000 and things like that.
For an individual. So that translates into, $50 a day or something, if I'm not wrong.
And I think a lot of the people, in the poverty level have still got cars and phones and TVs.
Right. That's a good way to describe it.
They do. And that's just a fact of life. They're in the poverty level, but yet they have what some people would call luxuries in other countries.
So in India, the poverty line is considered a dollar a day, which is defined by a simple measure, whether a person can feed himself 1,500 or 2,000 calories enough to sustain his own life. That's the poverty line. And 40% or more of population lives under it.
So 40% or more are illiterate.
And cannot afford enough food for a day.
Oh, cannot afford enough food for the day.
So that's the definition of poverty.
Yeah. And that's a dollar a day.
That's a dollar a day. So when we call ourselves living in a sea of poverty, we don't realize that poverty is something different. Poverty is when you...
Poverty's got different levels.
Poverty is a different level. Poverty means that you can't eat food. It also means that you cannot buy food for your children. And that's when you cannot afford the food for your family, that's when a man loses his dignity. Because then he's willing to do whatever it takes to feed his family. And that's not just in India. That's also common in Africa. I was reading an article recently which shows China is the only country which has pulled most people out of poverty in the last 10 and 20 years. In India and Africa, they continue to be stuck in extreme poverty. It's called extreme poverty. So the difference there is profound. And I have been reflecting on this, that what is this which makes a civilization great or a civilization in poor conditions?
Okay. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back for that. What makes a civilization great or what makes a civilization just barely exist? All right, we'll go right back. Our guest, Dr. Payush Dhanuka, just returned from India. And when we talk about poverty in the United States, we may want to take a look at what poverty is in other parts of the world. And the differences are just astounding. We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. You know who I'm talking to. The gun owner who's been wondering what it might take to apply for and receive a California concealed carry license. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse provides professional training in pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and range training so that you can apply for your California concealed carry license. NFI teaches classes several times a month, including our very popular ladies-only CCW class. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company.
Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebach. It is 8:24 in the morning, 35 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. 7th of January, 2014. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Redding Crown Motors, your local Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. Yes, your neighbors making great deals for you. There's a lot of great deals down there. They are the leaders. Redding Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue. Head on down there. Talk to the people. Give them a call, 223-2177. A lot of great deals going on down there, Redding Crown Motors. Our guest is Dr. Payus Dhanuka, and we're talking about his trip. He just got back from India. And the differences between when we talk poverty in India and we talk poverty in the United States, there is, I mean, it's hard to correlate them both. But one of the things you talked about right before we left, you were mentioning was the difference in civilizations, ones that prosper and ones that don't. Can you elucidate on that?
Let me give you a background on
this. A little louder. We got it. You just have to turn it on.
Okay. Let me give you a little background over this. I grew up in a small town in India, and I grew up in a lower middle class family. So we were not extremely poor. We were not rich. However, I did see abject poverty all around me. And despite of having one-fifth of human population in the world, India has, for decades since its independence and for hundreds of years before that, has lagged behind in prosperity, human development, all the indices of human development. India currently stands in the bottom one-third of the countries. If you see out of 190 or so countries, most of the indices of human development, India stands 130 to 150 somewhere, whether it's infant mortality, whether it's women's condition, whether it's child labor, whether it's forced prostitution, whether it's corruption, whether it's economic inequality, whether it's access to health care, whether it's infections. And growing up, I always wondered why such a large population has not lived up to its potential. And if you compare it with America, what made America prosperous? What made America great? And growing up there, we always were told that it was because of imperialism of America or imperialism of West or British Empire. And I believed in that. But gradually, it bothered me again and again that why could West do that? Why could America do that or not India or not Africa in last several centuries? And over years, I moved here, 16, 17 years ago, and since then I've been trying to find these answers, and I have found these answers. And I realized it was not American imperialism. It was not American or British colonialism. Actually, America was never a colonial power.
No, we usually didn't. If we went someplace, we usually left.
We usually left.
Yeah.
And we always left, actually.
We always left, except our dead, when we were there fighting for other people's rights.
Right. And in fact, America was probably the first civilization in which American population, American people, stood in the streets against American wars, in Vietnam War. Before that, if you went against the King's War, you would be punished for being a traitor. Now, right or wrong, America allowed that to happen. So it's not American imperialism. That was a wrong education which Asian countries or African countries receive. There's something different going on. What I learned about, in a summary, if I can summarize it, it's the principle of freedom and equality. The principle of freedom and equality. And both are required. So what that means is no man can rule another man, because we are answerable to only our creator or our God if you believe in God. And if you don't believe in God, maybe the nature, but certainly not to another man. As far as we do not take anyone else's freedom away, then we are free to do whatever we want. We are free to live the life way we want. That's first principle. And the second principle is equality, which is all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights. And that stems from the principle that all are children of one God. What I found was these two things, if they were practiced in any civilization, that civilization became great and prospered. And in the civilizations which these two things were lacking, they became stagnant and poor. If one of them is there, then maybe they are somewhere in the middle. So let's say communist civilization, which tried equality, but they didn't really have equality and they didn't have freedom. Like China or Russia, they were somewhere in the middle. Now, if you talk about certain civilizations which have the freedom but not the equality, then they are nowhere near that. Let's say some tribal civilizations which have the freedom as a tribal person, but they don't have the sense of equality because they're a hierarchical system. And they don't grow prosperous. And those two principles have been followed most coherently and consistently by America. And that's the reason for America's greatness. And that's not just important for America, but it's a universal dream. It's a universal dream of every human being to have a good life, especially more importantly, to have a good life for his family, his children. What America has started has shown a path, thrown a light on how we can do that. But we are basically custodian of that human dream, which is a universal dream, not just American dream. So American dream is not just our inheritance. It's actually something which we have to protect and see ourselves as custodian of, to transfer it to our future generation and spread it all over the world.
Nurture. We have to nurture that. And we have to and we must always protect it and not lose it.
That's what we have to remember.
All right. Our guest, Dr. Paige DeNuca, we're talking about what's made our country great, and what he has seen and what makes our country great. And the ones, countries that are not great may have part of what we have here in our freedom and our ability to grow and with freedom, that other countries don't have that. And which is why they don't grow, or they are still in trouble. They haven't followed the path that we have, because there's people, there's fear, and people want to keep control again. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, In Selma Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey there, sports fans. Nate Abarea here. It is basketball season in the North State, and KCNR 1460 is hitting the hardwood this week with three straight days of radio basketball for your listening pleasure. Thursday, it's the Simpson University Redhawks hosting Menlo College. Women's action starts at 5 o'clock, men at 7 o'clock, live right here on KCNR. Friday, it's the high-flying Patriots of Liberty Christian High School heading out to Palisadro to take on the Reading Christian Lions. Tune in at 7 o'clock for that one on Friday night. And Saturday, we are back at Simpson University with the Redhawks hosting UC Merced. Coverage will start at 6 o'clock with the women's game, and the men will tip off at 8:30. It's all going down this week on the North State's radio home for local basketball, the Pulse of Shasta County, KCNR 1460.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, January 14th.
Don't they bite?
That would be a snake. This is that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Hence the name Cottonwood Eatery. Don't they have great home-style dinners and wonderful desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, January 14th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:35 in the morning, 35 degrees out there. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to Sacramento. She's going to go watch a basketball game. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold, can I say. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Good people there doing a lot for our community. Head on down there. Get your haircut. Get your beard trimmed. All that stuff. Our guest today is Dr. Paige DeNuca. And you know what? You know, we're starting the year off and, you know, and you see, you can't help but appreciate another perspective who's gone, as Paige DeNuca has. He's come back from India where like 2% of the people control 1.5 billion people, and that about 20%, including that 2%, are above the poverty line, and which means 80% are under the poverty line, and 40% are in the abject poverty. And he's been giving us his viewpoints on why on why some countries are can have thrived and prospered and others haven't, and it has to do with our, you know, democracy, freedom, true freedom, and liberty. Doctor, let's continue on this, because we see, I see that pendulum kind of shifting over where we're starting to give up more of our rights to get things handed to us.
Absolutely. So if you see the world map, in most fields, Western Europe, Northern Europe, Northern America, Australia, New Zealand, they do the best. And amongst the bottom countries are South Asia, Africa, and rest of the countries lay somewhere in the middle. And what is the difference in these two extremes? And that is, again, freedom and equality. Let's say, for in India, we have a caste system that people are excluded from benefits over centuries. Nowadays, things are changing, but not as much as they need to. And it still exists. It's not gone away. So those hierarchical system also take away people's freedom to live the life they want. And that's the, if we understand that difference, then we have to understand why. Why do certain civilizations have more freedom and more equality compared to other civilizations? What I also noticed, and this is reflecting a little bit more on my personal thing, my personal change recently, I found that of all the people in the world who have spoken about freedom, who have spoken about all men are equal, no one spoke as clearly and simply as profoundly as Jesus Christ did. And what I realized is that his simple message from his life has had a profound influence on Western culture and on America as well. And if you learn from his life, his morals, and his inspiration from him, that can make a civilization great. And recently I dedicated myself to follow those inspirations and those principles as much as I can. I'm full of sins. I'm completely imperfect, but I got baptized to do that, because I really think that's the fountainhead of the greatness of these civilizations. However, what is happening, as we discussed this earlier, was that we are custodian of this human dream, this universal human values. That's why we are the shining house on the hill. What is going on is that we are forgetting those things now. And part of the reason is there is a profound effort, there's a strong effort to make that happen, that we forget those values. And the way we are being made to forget those values is by promising us the rewards without working hard for them. And whenever someone does that, you can be sure you will lose your freedom and eventually your equality too. There's a saying that if you take the food from a man's hand, you must follow the man. So when our federal government or elected representative or anyone in past, a king, promises you free bread, free housing, free healthcare, or anything, you can be assured you will be forced to follow them. And once they distribute the bread, once they distribute healthcare today or anything, then they will distribute more to their friends and to their followers. So you will lose your freedom because you're dependent on them. And then we will also lose our equality, because then they will pick and choose who to favor. So if we allow ourselves to become subsidized by the government or by the elected representatives' decisions to distribute the wealth or distribute the rewards or distribute the housing or food or healthcare, we will become dependent on them and we will eventually lose our equality. And that's when we will become a stagnant and deteriorating culture, and we will lose our prosperity eventually.
Do you see that happening now?
Of course.
Do you see the fact that when we, you know, they just let the unemployment benefits lapse during the during Christmas time? You can say what you want about that, but they've been out for 3 years, and some people say, you know, a lot of people are saying, "Oh my gosh, that's terrible!" You know, you're taking away the $1,600 a month. Other people are saying, we've got a lot of jobs out there that people aren't taking because they can make just as much on unemployment as they can for, you know, and taking a job that you may take a job that you don't want especially, but it's a job that, that will pay your bills.
Well, $1 is better than zero.
And that's what I'm looking at. That's what I would think. And so they say this could have a huge impact. It could drive the unemployment rate down and bring people back into work. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break here. Dr. Piyush Dhanuka is our guest. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It's 8:45 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? We believe in Alliance Heating and Air and Martin and his crew, and I'll tell you what, we're having a new water heating system put in by them. and starting Thursday. And it's going to be the
even rid of that on demand steampunk thing.
You know what we have? You know what? If anybody has ever seen, and the next time you come over, if it's still here, you need to take a look at it because it is a boiler.
From the
40s. And it, for somehow, it's still in the house. And it, you know what? It works except sometimes. And now it's just, but we needed a new system. And of course, we went to Alliance Heating and Air and they are putting in a on-demand system. And I can't say enough about their professionalism. And it just, you know, the man came in, young man just came in and just, boom, this is what you need. Bop, 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 bop. And they're going to start and get it all done in one day. Hello. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. I mean, we've been talking about them for a year and we've used them before and now we're going to use them. I can't wait to tell you how this is going to work.
I love my heat pump.
Oh, hey. Okay. Our guest, Dr. Payush Dhanuka, and we're talking about how our country is slowly being, you know, it's one of the things you can either be the cows or the cowboys, how we're being herded slowly into corrals or down a certain road where we lose another little right here, one there, and they just keep picking at it until we're relying on the government way, way, way too much. And the welfare system is it out of control, would you say?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, recent example of unemployment benefits extension to 96 weeks is a great example. Of course, there are hard times when people have bad luck or whatever situation happens and then might need some support, and we have the system of 24 weeks of unemployment benefits. They have been extended to up to 96 weeks and now we want to extend them more. Well, at what point do we stop? Why not forever? I think 24 weeks is a reasonable period for someone who has lost a job to be able to find a job. And more we extend it, more we are giving incentive to people not to find work. And let me point out here that I'm not saying that everybody is doing that, but there is a large number of people who would prefer not to work if they can get the benefits. Because with unemployment benefits comes not just that, but also comes Medi-Cal, also comes subsidized housing, also comes phone, food stamps. So there is no incentive to work left then. Also, we have to remember that almost half the people in the country do not pay any net income tax. Now, when that happens, half the people do not have any incentive to change the tax system to be more fair. Now, people talk about there should be progressive tax system, so the richer should be taxed more, and that's fine with me. If you want to do that, that's fine. But it has to be 100% participation. If the king or the federal government has a power to tax our hard-earned income, then they must do it fairly to everyone. The principle must be applied consistently, and that's the problem. We have thousands and thousands of laws, but they're not applied consistently. Tax is the best example of that. If you're going to tax someone, then tax everyone. Even if you tax $1, the poorest person gets taxed $1, that's fine with me. Richest may get taxed $1 billion, that's fine. But they must be taxed. Even if it's a single
Everybody's got to have a buy-in here. Everybody's got to have some skin in the game.
Exactly.
And if you're going to do this, let's touch everybody, you know, and this is where the flat tax comes in. So
100% participation. So let's say if a person is in a job, decides to work 40 hours, compare that to another person who says, I'm going to work harder for my family. I'm going to work twice as hard and I'm going to work 80 hours a week. Now, this person, 80 hours a week, earns more money but pays more taxes. Why is this his fault if he decides to work harder and longer hours? Why should government should be taking his money when he's decided to work more? So there's an inherent unfairness in this. And when the principle is applied in an inconsistent fashion, then we lose equality.
And that's when people, and then people lose, also lose faith in their government. And that, why is this happening? This is not fair. And everybody knows it's not fair. Why does one person get this and, gets punished this way when obviously other people are doing the same thing and they don't? So, you know, and you can, I understand totally. And people, I'm not sure if it's just so much at such a short period of time that is going on. But we need to take a break here. Our guest, Dr. Paiush Dhanuka, and we'll come back for our last segment. Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, by the way, has got, I'm mentioning this probably because, and I won't be able to get down there now. He's got a lot of .38 caliber ammunition down there and a whole truckload of other types of ammunition. So you might want to head on down to Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane. We'll be right back. Took the midnight train,
the Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot. Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:55 in the morning. 35 degrees out there today. It's gonna go up to like in the 60s. It's gonna be clear. Maybe we'll get rain tomorrow. Who knows? But the weather is always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane and locally owned, family operated. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, Christmas is over, but here comes Valentine's Day. He's got it all. Estate jewelry, a Native American, jewelry. He has loose stones, opals, you name it. He's got it. And Leonard and his associates have a direct line into Israel for, diamonds, which means you can probably get a really great deal there. Four Winds Jewelry, again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have the only trained watch specialist, repair specialist in town. And so if you've got anything going on with that watch, bring it to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Dr. Paiush Dhanuka, in our last segment here, how do you put all this together? Or do we? Or is this just, Is this just something we've got to just like attack piecemeal or on different fronts?
So first we have to be clear. We have to understand it, the, what the problem is, what the solution is in a very clear manner. So the solution is freedom and equality. Equality not of economic, not the, not that everyone has same car, but equality of rights, equality of basic human rights. Then we have to apply it consistently. Now, I spoke just in the previous segment that how government should not be providing all these benefits to the people who do not deserve. So let me clarify that one more thing here. I believe what Jesus said, that what you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do it for me. So believe that it's my responsibility to help and support those who are less fortunate than I am. And as a society, we should judge ourselves on that criteria, that we take care of the people who are less fortunate. They are not less worthy. They are just less fortunate. They are not less capable. They are not less powerful. They are just less fortunate. So children, pregnant women, very old, very disabled, it's our responsibility to take care of them. And as a society, we must discharge that. Only problem I have is when it's done by a central authoritative government, because to do that, they must take our resources and our hard-earned income of every free man and make them slave to their own regulations and rules. What I believe is this should be done at local level, city, county, state level, to provide the services. Central governments should get out of providing services of any kind and should only emphasize and take care of external security, internal security, and making sure that no one, none of us, not a single person in the country has his constitutional basic rights taken away by anyone.
It's a very basic way of looking at our government,
right?
Which I think a lot of people really, really like.
And local and county can decide how to provide service, how much to provide service, how to deliver it.
And the money is there at the local level. It doesn't go to the feds.
And
it stays here. The closer to the flagpole, the more we can control it.
Exactly. And that's why, if we remember that, I think we are on the right path. Here I would like to add, as you started this at 8 o'clock, that is this going to be a good year? And I say,
yeah.
Yes, this is going to be a good year. It's not going to be a different year. It's going to be as much of bad or good year as the last year, but we're going to make it good. How? Because the greatest things are done not by big, powerful, great people. Evil is not fought by big, powerful people. Evil is fought by small, average people. And we are going to be our own leaders. We are going to make a change in our life and around us. And that will keep the light shining. That will keep the dream nurtured by each one of us. And that's why we will make it a good year this year.
All right. It will be a good year this year. Dr. Piyush Dhanuka has been my guest. And I always, always enjoy you being with us.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, the chief of police from Reading will be with us. Carl Lindabot here. Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Just about impossible to escape the bitter cold. There are frigid temperatures and a lot of places unaccustomed to such extremes. The coldest weather in decades has invaded the south and the east. Atlanta saw a reading of 8 degrees this morning, but a heat wave of sorts will start moving in tomorrow. The thermometer in Indianapolis could reach 27 degrees. Other cities in the Midwest could climb above freezing later in the week. Well, it's not the final word, but legislation to renew jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed has cleared an initial Senate hurdle. Senators voting 60-37 to advance the bill.
Democrats wrangling up just enough Republican support to begin debate. Nevada Republican Dean Heller.
It is the right thing to do.
Alabama's Jeff Sessions opposing the program.
We do not need to pass any more laws that increases the amount of money.